The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
Welcome to the Disney Wedding Podcast. This show is brought to you by Carrie Hayward's Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, the only guidebook and bridal organizer tailored exclusively to Disney's fairy tale weddings at Walt Disney World. I'm Carrie Hayward, and each week I feature Disney wedding updates, money-saving tips, and interviews with wedding vendors and real Disney couples. I also cover honeymoons, anniversaries, and engagements at the Disney parks and resorts. Join me now as the Disney Wedding Podcast celebrates romance at Disney destinations. Today on the Disney Wedding Podcast, I am speaking to Bree and Tyler Kelly about their wedding at the Wedding Pavilion and their reception at the Grand Floridian. This Alice in Wonderland themed event may be familiar to you from season 2, episode 7 of the Disney's Fairy Tale Weddings show on Disney Plus, and I thought you guys would love to hear about how it all came together. So welcome, Bree and Tyler.
Hey!
Hey, thanks for having us on, Carrie.
Thanks so much for being on the show today. I always like to start at the very beginning and find out how you two decided that you wanted to have your wedding at Disney.
We love Disney.
Hard not to love Disney, and I think they throw some of the best weddings you could ever imagine.
That's great. So you never considered another place?
I think before we applied for the show.
Yeah. Like, I'll let Bree share more, but she's definitely a beachy vibe girl. So we were considering like anything on the beach. You know, the Polynesian beach was an option. We always threw out the idea of going to Hawaii. We had never been there at the time. But that was definitely her vibe, was, you know, something by the ocean or beach vibes. But then when we had the opportunity with Disney, we couldn't turn that down.
So how did that work? You guys were engaged and you had started planning and then you decided to apply for the show?
Yeah. So actually, we got engaged in Disney World, too. Can't get enough, right? So I proposed at the Top of the World Lounge at the Contemporary, overlooking Magic Kingdom. You can see the castle and all that. And then we actually started the process of prepping for the wedding just, 2 months after that?
Not even.
Yeah, it was very quick. It was kind of a crazy process. We got engaged. We were definitely planning on waiting a year or two, kind of taking our time with it, deciding how big of a wedding we wanted. But then this opportunity came about with doing the Fairy Tale Weddings show through Disney, and it all happened very fast. We got married within, I think, 5 months of proposing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's interesting. So what was the process like? You submitted an application and then went through like a round of interviews or something?
Yeah, so we first saw it on Instagram, how they were doing applications for season 2. And so what we did a video application. So, I kind of knew that applications were probably going to be a little slimmer being a video interview. So I talked with my wife about it. I'm like, let's give this a go. And so we both did our own separate interview with one of our Disney paintings in the house. And it was kind of funny because I think at least a month went by where we didn't hear anything. And I got this voicemail from someone and it was weird enough to where I thought it was a scam. But part of me said you know what? I should probably call them back. And we did. And what do you know? It was Disney themselves. And interview after interview after interview, we were in consideration to be on the show for season 2.
That's fantastic. So then once you found out you were on the show, were you given a number of guests that you could invite, or did you just invite the number you were originally planning on inviting?
Well, they said we can have up to 125 guests. So with it being obviously out of state because we were traveling from west suburb of Chicago, we were grateful for anybody that were willing to make the trip down there. So we had about 90-something people come, but Disney said that we could invite up to 125.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great. Okay. And then did you guys get to choose the day of the week and time of day of the event, or did the production team just kind of tell you when it was going to happen?
Absolutely not. They chose everything. It was good, though, because, I mean, it was a Monday wedding, but it was a normal ceremony time. It was a decently normal reception time. So, like, compared to a few other couples that we've spoken to about, you know, castle weddings and other park weddings, you know, they had to wait till the parks closed down to have their event and whatnot. So we were grateful to have everybody at a really normal time.
And then, Bree, how did that work with your gown? Because I know that a lot of designer bridal gowns have a long lead time, and so suddenly you were getting married in 5 months. What did you do about that?
I just asked a couple of my girlfriends to go to this one boutique about an hour away, and luckily, I think I got it in like a size 10, but I needed it at like a size 0 or a 1, so obviously we had to take it to get altered, but luckily, I didn't need much work done to the dress, and I had this little farmer lady in our neighboring town fixed up my dress, and she only took about 4 weeks or so. So it really was not bad. I can't complain. I had everything done right in time. So I got really lucky with that.
That's fantastic. So then how did you choose the venues, the wedding pavilion for your ceremony and the Grand Floridian for your reception?
They chose it. It was kind of a Disney said jump, and we asked how high they wanted us to jump. But, like, obviously, pros and cons to everything. We didn't have to plan a wedding. So, like you asked earlier, we just kind of showed up. It was awesome.
That's interesting. So then the Alice in Wonderland theme, was that your idea or was that their idea?
It was most definitely not my idea. We interviewed all the Skype interviews, all the phone interviews. Something about the beach, maybe Moana, maybe Little Mermaid, maybe something at the Polynesian, even if we were to have 8 people there. So all of those ideas were definitely spoken about. And the theme was a surprise 36 hours before the wedding.
Wow. Okay. When you found out what the theme was going to be 36 hours out, did you change anything?
We couldn't. We really couldn't.
That's true.
Yeah, I guess that was one of our surprises. And it was too funny in the moment because it was a mix of emotions because we had never even seen the movie Alice in Wonderland.
Well, we feel like, you know, we can't really, but like we never really cared to see that exact movie. I know it was one of Walt's like original movies that, you know, back then they made, but yeah. So it was definitely
a shock.
A shock.
But then how did you feel about it on the wedding day when you saw how amazing everything turned out?
I mean, the wedding day, like, it is what it is. Like, back then, like, obviously you had to deal with it, but at the end of the day, they did a great job with it. Everything was beautiful, from the floral to all the decorations to how they showed our story. Yeah, I don't think we would change anything now that it's been done. I think everything was absolutely gorgeous. Everybody we cared about came. It was a really good time, so we wouldn't change it.
Mm-hmm. The ceremony itself, like, the movie is pretty bizarre for most that have seen it. I think we could all agree. And so we didn't really know what to expect. We're like, oh my gosh, what are we going to walk into? But, like, even the wedding pavilion itself, like, it was really neat how they did it. Like, it was a total green carpeted runway all the way up to the altar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that was gorgeous.
They had big, beautiful, like, oversized flowers. Like, it was gorgeous how they did up the ceremony compared to the other weddings that we've seen at the wedding pavilion. So that was very unique in itself. And then the reception was kind of on the same level. Tons of trinkets and a lot of detail to look at, even just on the tables from Alice in Wonderland.
That's great. So it sounds like you didn't have very much time to really start planning before the whirlwind started and you were suddenly doing a Disney wedding. Was there anything that you originally envisioned or planned for your wedding that changed based on how it turned out?
Yeah, no, honestly, really. I think we had gotten engaged and said, you know what, we're going to enjoy this period of our life that is not going to last very long. And we didn't even know if we wanted a big wedding or a small intimate wedding. And that's why, you know, we were looking at Disney weddings, but honestly, we were looking on the smaller side of, you know what, the Polynesian has these unique packages where you can have like 6 to 8 people. Maybe we do something like that that's very memorable, but not this big party, you know? So I think we were still in that stage of discovering how big of a wedding we even wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay. And I know that the production team is famous for surprising couples throughout the event. Can you talk about what surprises you had?
What comes to mind for you?
I mean, other than the theme, I feel like we didn't know if they were able to get the cake we loved. So when we got engaged at the top of the Bay Lake Tower, they were known for their 7-layer cake and just something about it. Like, I don't know if it was the engagement day vibes. It was just so good. But we had asked if we can have it, and it didn't sound promising at first because it was very special to that location, but they made that happen. Tyler loves candy apples. They made that happen as like a wedding party gift. Alice herself gave us a cute Mickey and Minnie painting framed. And so that will be shown at the end of the episode. It kind of, I think it shows it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was really cool. That was a nice surprise.
Yeah. And for me, those were surprises I kind of forgot about.
What were you going
to
say?
Cool to relive. What the biggest surprise for me was definitely the beginning of our reception. Like, all the characters came out on the dance floor.
Oh,
like,
that was interesting.
They had us enter through this giant green keyhole onto the dance floor, a checkered dance floor. And then, like, all the cards came out from the movie. Tweedledee and Tweedledum, the Mad Hatter came out, and then at the end, it was like, this part in the episode cracks me up because I don't even know how to explain my emotion, but the Queen of Hearts came out, and she was like, gave us this stare down, and she walked towards us with her stick and like pointed it in our face, like we're in trouble.
It was an umbrella.
maybe an umbrella, I don't know.
I don't know.
It looks like Jafar's stick or whatever he carries
around.
But that part was definitely the biggest surprise for me.
That's awesome. So then you have talked about how it was kind of like a ride. You just sort of strapped in and Disney did their thing and you showed up and had this amazing wedding. Were there any things that you guys said, hey, this is something that's very important to us. We need to have this as part of our ceremony or our reception?
We had pictures of our dads that have passed away. We had pictures of them in the ceremony in the wedding pavilion. So that was nice.
Yeah.
So that was pretty much a must.
I think that was the most important element of our wedding for sure. And I think, you know, if we were to guess, probably one of the biggest reasons we were chosen is because both of our dads passed suddenly at a pretty young age in the same year, just a year before we got married. And so, you know, they were a big part of our lives. I mean, I lived with my dad up until the moment he passed. I mean, Bree was very close with her dad. And so we definitely wanted to incorporate them into the wedding in some way. And they were definitely accommodating in that.
That's wonderful. Now, one question I always hear is, did filming of the show necessitate multiple takes, or did the flow of the ceremony and the reception feel pretty natural?
I would say, honestly, it was pretty natural. We only had to redo a couple things. Like, I had a take to redo with my bridesmaids in the room when we were getting ready, just with how one of my bridesmaids said something. And then for our first kiss, they let us do everything like normal. And then they were like, hey, can we film another first kiss? But this time, can your officiant move out of the way? Because the way they shot it, they kind of like zoomed in. You'll see it on the episode, but they just had our officiant move out the way. But they didn't really like tell us to say certain things. They didn't tell us to act a certain way, which I really appreciated because I did not want to be on a show where it was like, do this, say that, and not be yourself.
Right, definitely. So were you able to choose your own officiant, or did Disney just have someone there for you?
Yes, we did. Yeah, we used a very good friend of ours, and we were able to choose our officiant.
We had a really cool DJ, too, I think, because we didn't have time to really, like, talk and hang with our guests that night. But everybody that we spoke to, they said the DJ was really fun.
Mm-hmm. He had wild hair.
I don't even remember him, honestly.
Do you have any menu items or cake flavors that you would recommend?
Oh, man.
I mean.
Yeah. So we had the chef from, oh, man, what was his
name?
Chef
Corey.
Chef Corey from the Grand Floridian. I mean, we had lobster and filet for the main dish. It was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a private tasting as well that we kind of got to sit down and like enjoy everything before the crazy night itself. Oh, man, what were some of the other orders? What was the thing in the waffle cone?
Deconstructed deviled egg.
Yes, a deconstructed deviled egg in a waffle cone. It was really intricate. It was so fancy and it was done up so well. It was really cool. A couple other appetizers, and then for dessert we had Alice in Wonderland designed macaroons.
Were they cupcakes?
Cupcakes or macaroons? Maybe both.
I don't even remember. All I know is that they made our cake like beautiful. It was the 7-layer cake. for each of the layers.
Yeah.
And so it was really cool.
Yeah. If anyone's ever been to the Top of the World Lounge, they serve their exclusive 7-layer cake, and it is to die for. And so we asked them, like, hey, could we get that made into our wedding cake? And they made 3 different tiers of the 7-layer cake, and we had the first one as a wedding cake.
Wow. That's awesome. Did you guys add any other events around your day, like a dessert party or a welcome party?
We did not. But the what was the time in between the ceremony and the reception? It was like cocktail hour.
Yeah.
But there were so many different appetizers and drinks served for like 4 hours because they were trying to hold all the guests over to make sure that the reception room was 100% ready with the characters and the table setups and everything.
Yeah. So we had a cocktail hour.
That was a cocktail 4 hours.
No, it really was.
It was. Our guests had plenty of drinks. They had unlimited sushi and appetizers. And we heard that they were like prepping costumes and the characters in the wedding room all that time. And it went a little longer than they planned. So our guests
like
were definitely
4 or 5 hours. We didn't I don't think the guests started to enter the reception room until at least 8:30 at night.
Yeah.
It was long.
Wow. What did you guys do?
We were filming
a little bit, and that was actually one part of the day that we got to spend some time with our guests in the cocktail hour.
Yeah.
A little bit of taping in between. They had this room in the grand ballroom next to it. They had like this little room where they had the taping session set up. So they were pulling us in and out constantly to get like our natural reactions to certain parts of the reception. It was pretty cool.
That's great. Can you give my listeners a timeline of how the day all fit together?
It was nice that we had a normal timed wedding. So our wedding was at, I believe, 5 p.m. I believe I actually got up probably like 5 or 6 a.m. and I got a quick workout in. I'm a fitness buff. So I went with, I think, 2 of my groomsmen, got a quick workout. My favorite place to work out is at the Grand Floridian Workout Center next to the spa. And so the walk from the Grand Floridian to that fitness building is just one of the most beautiful walks along the Seven Seas Lagoon. So I did that first thing in the morning. And then I think we had time to actually go to the pool in the morning because we didn't have to start getting ready until noon. So I remember actually going to the Grand Floridian pool with my groomsmen and having a couple hours to just kind of chill out and relax.
Yeah, that's a typical dude thing. Dudes don't even care. They just show up at the altar.
Even when they're on TV?
I mean, yeah, they were super laxy-daisy. I mean, they were filming and stuff, and we were filming as well, but I mean, obviously we took a couple extra hours to get my hair and makeup done. My bridesmaids were in the suite with us as well. We did a couple takes for the show. And then, yeah, I mean, it was a pretty typical timeline. I think I remember our ceremony starting at what, 5 p.m.?
I think so, yeah. So we got ready from probably
a couple hours beforehand.
Noon to 4, we got ready. Got picked up. Oh, can't forget the horse carriage.
Oh, that was cool. That's right. They had a horse carriage. You guys got one too, right?
Yeah.
We each got our own horse carriage with our wedding party. So that was really cool.
Wait, I got to share something on that
what?
Note. Oh, I probably God, had one of the it. Biggest belly laughs of my entire life. While we were riding in the horse carriage, it was so majestic. You know, they had the people dressed in the all-black suits walking next to the horse carriage. And me and my groomsmen are just kind of enjoying this very elegant experience. And the horse right in front of the carriage decides to lift its tail all the way up and let out this long bellowing fart. And I was sitting right behind him and I looked back at my groomsmen and I was already crying. I was laughing so hard. It was so elegant up until the point that horse decided to fart.
Nature does its thing. Nature, you got to respect nature, you know?
Yes.
This was not on the show.
No,
they weren't filming anything.
They didn't show that part, but it made for a memorable experience.
That's awesome.
That was funny.
Yeah, and so we arrived probably an hour before the ceremony, and then we had some time to actually... What did we do before the ceremony? They had us outside the man-made island on the Seven Seas Lagoon, and we were kind of like
taking pictures.
We were taking some pictures, some wedding pictures at the wedding pavilion, both outside and inside, because they have a nice little...
They have like a suite that we were getting ready in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you guys were doing then, but we were across the hall getting ready still. And they were just going over, like, when to walk and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that was then a little before 5, and then I didn't have a clock on me, so I can't tell you if it started exactly at 5, but that's when all the guests had to arrive.
Yeah, so the ceremony was probably an hour, and probably our cocktail hour was, like, 6 to 9, you know, a good solid 3 hours, longer than usual.
Yeah.
And then our reception probably started around 9:30, 10, and went till midnight.
Yeah, we wish you would have gotten more time with that, because we were getting pulled for interviews, and we didn't really get to enjoy the reception all that much.
Yeah, reception was the shortest time frame. Our cocktail hour is longer than our reception.
So then I usually ask guests what the three most important aspects of the event are to them. And I know you guys didn't have a lot of control over this, but do you want to take a shot at, like, the places where you focused your attention or your budget?
I think the three most important aspects for us, and at least myself, would be obviously who was a part in our wedding. You know, it was very last minute. And so everyone we got to invite, you know, had to make that decision to whether they were going to attend this last minute wedding in Disney World down in Florida in the middle of the summer. So between that and being like our bridal parties,
right? Mm-hmm.
That was important too. I think having our dads a part, that was a must, you know, and they were very accommodating with including that. You know, they had this really nice table set up, and we had a nice special moment to cherish our fathers, and our officiant included them very well.
My uncle walking me down the aisle. So that was my dad's brother. It's my godfather. So that was nice to have him be a part and walk me down the aisle.
Sure.
I think, so during the reception, they actually eliminated, obviously, the father-daughter dance. So I didn't know what they were planning on doing for that. And I mean, I wouldn't be able to have that dance. I don't think they did you and your mom either, though, did they?
No,
I think they eliminated that, but obviously for the better, you know, because we weren't able to have that. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so out of all of this, what ended up being each of your favorite memory of the wedding day?
I think my most, like, the thing that comes to mind as the biggest memory for me is how much I was crying when Brie walked down the aisle. Like, I was bawling my eyes out. And honestly, I thought I was going to be an alpha and not shed any tears. And I thought I'd be totally good. I didn't think about it too much because I'm like, you know what? I don't think I'm going to be much of a crier. And I don't know what came over me.
It was like Niagara Falls. Like, it was funny.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mean to, like, laugh at it, but it was it was kind of funny. It was cute.
Yeah.
I did not expect you to cry that much.
Mm-hmm. They definitely got that on film, too. They got right up in my face.
And then did anything go wrong or just not turn out like you expected?
I mean, at the end of the day, everything they did was gorgeous and beautiful, and it worked. Obviously, the whole surprise theme was a little bit to get used to, but yeah.
And then was there anything that seemed like a big deal beforehand or you were worried about, and then it turned out not to be a big deal?
I mean, I am a person, like, I need to have control of everything. And so just not knowing what the theme was, that was really hard for me, I guess. And then finding out the theme was, like, a complete opposite, I would say opposite, compared to what we interviewed for.
It threw us off. So I think initially the theme was hard to deal with. Like, oh my gosh, we're 2 days out from our wedding and we got this theme thrown upon us that we would have never expected. But obviously Disney's Disney, and it was beyond gorgeous. You know, the producers even sat us down and they were like, we've taken into consideration everything you guys are about, and we think you're really, really going to be blown away. And so we kind of had to calm down from that initial reaction after we found out what the theme was.
Interesting. Okay. And knowing that there was a lot you didn't have any control over, is there anything you would have done differently knowing what you know now?
I wouldn't say so.
No.
Everything was beautiful.
Yeah.
Everything was great, honestly.
Yeah, it was amazing. All our closest friends and family made it happen, you know, being so sudden. It was amazing to have everyone kind of come together for something that was that last minute. Because Disney told us, if you are chosen, it will happen fast and it will be intrusive. And they weren't kidding, because we got married within 3 months of them picking us for the show. And the fact that they planned all of that and put all that together in that time frame is pretty mind-blowing.
I think it was 2 months, because we found out we were chosen end of May. We were at my little cousin's musical.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was, okay, so end of May, and then June and July. So we had less than 2 months to have everybody coordinate their work lives and their home lives to come on down to the wedding if they wanted to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So then do you have any tips or advice for future Disney couples?
Do it.
Do it? Yeah. I mean, they go above and beyond at Disney. So, like, if you're questioning having a wedding with Disney, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I know price is
a factor.
A definite factor for Disney weddings because they are definitely not cheap. But I say they do a great job with everything for sure.
Yeah. I definitely say it's a way to create one heck of a memory.
Well, Bree and Tyler, I think you've offered a lot of great tips and advice for anyone who's interested in getting married at Walt Disney World, and I appreciate you taking the time.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Carrie.
That's our show for today. I'm your host, Carrie Hayward, inviting you to join me again next week for another episode of the Disney Wedding Podcast. Past shows and tons of photos for each episode are available on my website, DisneyWeddingPodcast.com, or listen in your favorite podcast app. And for instant answers to all your Walt Disney World wedding questions, check out Carrie Hayward's Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, available as an interactive ebook with continual free updates at fairytaleweddingsguide.com.
Percent of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.